This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Adam Meredith, and he is heading up AOPA's new aircraft financing company. Now, Adam, AOPA has been in the aircraft financing business for quite some time. What's different about this new company?
So thanks, Russ, and thanks for the call. And what's new is we, as you have correctly indicated, have been doing this for about two decades. We've been sole-sourced, referring loans to one lender. And what we've decided to do is to now work with a syndicate of lenders, each having their own unique interest in types of risk that they're willing to take. And we're going to be brokering, working on behalf of our members, and working with each individual bank, that best suits our members' needs.
Okay, so who can borrow money through AOPA? What sort of financing are you going to be looking at?
So we're looking at, this is aircraft financing and avionics and upgrades, and it's available to all AOPA members.
Okay. Is there any advantage to being an AOPA member? Is there perhaps a little bit better chance of getting the loan, or how does that all work? Why does AOPA need to be involved?
Well, AOPA, as I've said before, has been in the aircraft financing business for a long time, and so what we decided to do is to help to make it a better, more seamless process for our members. So rather than having one institution, they can work with a variety of them. And typically, if we were to just have one lender, we may not be able to get smaller dollar loans or experimental or other aircraft. Some piston twins are hard to get financed. So by going this route, we're broadening the ability of the number of options for our members, and really providing a value-added service to them that they didn't have as much of before.
Well, aircraft financing, period, has been difficult to come by. Is that loosening up? Are there institutions out there willing to put money into airplanes?
There are. You're correct. It's not just aircraft financing. It's lending in general that's tightened up on their credit restrictions. But we have chosen to work with lenders that have been in the aviation lending business for a number of years. They're not the ones that have gotten out in the last 5 years. They've been committed to it, just as AOPA is committed.
Okay, take me through the process. I want to put a new G1000 suite in my 182. What do I do?
So if you have no financing on the plane, it's not a problem. You would just simply, give us an invoice for how much, your avionics are, and we would provide a lender, match up with the right lender, and get you financed on that. If you had existing debt on the plane, what we would do is we'd look to refinance and adding in the value, obviously, of the avionics upgrade.
Okay. Well, it sounds very easy.
We're trying to make it as easy as possible. That's why we're here. We're here to help.
All right. Well, it's a big announcement today, and I'm sure it'll be a popular one with the membership, and we appreciate your time today. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.